Hello, everybody. So you might notice today I'm putting on this little microphone. We have free podcasts of our classes. If you look us up on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. So we each take turns recording them. So that's what this is. So just for free, if you're on vacation or whatever, look us up on podcasts. Have an entire hour yoga flow just like you're here with us in the studio. So I'm Jenny, if we haven't met. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. And let's start in child's pose. Right away, close your eyes. Take a big breath in and sigh it out. Another one like that. Take it all in and just let it go. Breathe in again through your nose. Last one, big sigh, all your air out. Seal your lips. Continue breathing big like that, but in and out through your nose. So the same way you sighed all that air, emptying your lungs through your mouth, do those same exhales out through your nose. Using that nostril breath to send your focus right here. Bring your focus into this room, letting go of anything that's outside. Just breathe and be here. Crawl your fingers over to the right and keep breathing. Crawl your fingers over to the other side. Maybe take a moment while we're still, while we're close to the ground, just starting out, to set your intention for class, whether that's, I made it to class, I'm on my mat, now I just need to make it through. Set your intention to that, just making it through today. Or maybe it's a certain feeling you want after class. Call your hands back to center. Whatever that intention is for you, keep your focus there. Let that guide you through as we move. Rise up to tabletop. Spread all your fingers wide. Good. Look in between your thumbs. Send your tailbone to the back of the room, crown of the head forward, and engage your low belly. Good. Send your right arm forward, left leg back. So you're balancing here. Point your toes. Reach your fingers forward. Yeah, and keep your gaze down towards that thumb that's on the mat. Imagine a long spine. Inhale, stretch hand and foot away. Exhale, elbow and knee come into touch. Inhale, extend, reach. Exhale, elbow and knee. Good, one more time. Inhale, breathe out, crunch it in. Extend again, and then lower down, tabletop. Opposite side, set it up. Opposite leg and arm, whatever you did first. Good, and find that balance. Engage your belly. Spread your fingers and toes. Breathe in, reach. Exhale, elbow and knee crunch in. Good, inhale, extend. Elbow and knee, breathe out. One more time, inhale. Bring it in, exhale. Extend here, and then lower down, tabletop. Take a quick cat-cow here. So cow pose, drop your belly, look up, lift your chest. Good. Cat pose, arch your back like a Halloween cat. Push through your shoulders. Good. Then tuck your toes and push back to down dog. Pedal it out left and right. Bend one knee and then the other. Good. Long breath in. Sigh it out. Look up to your hands and slowly walk your feet to the top of your mat. Take as many steps as you need. Hang heavy for ragdoll. Grab opposite elbows. Yeah, and head and neck totally relax here. Yes, nice adjustment. So your neck is doing zero work. And your spine, we're hanging it the opposite way that it works for you all day long, standing up tall. Sway it left and right, sending the weight to the outside of one foot and then the other. Upper body, super heavy, just hanging out. Sway back to center. Plant your left hand and lift your right arm up so you're twisting to the sun. Yes. And let your knees bend here if that's comfortable. Look up towards that top hand. Every exhale, peel your top shoulder back. Good. One more like that. Breathe in. Open your chest. Breathe out. And then come back down. Switch it out. Opposite hand reaches up. Twist to the bricks. Let your knees bend and peel your top shoulder back. Use your inhale to lengthen your spine, bringing the crown of your head towards the front of the room. And then the exhale, peel that left shoulder back. Really nice. Bring your hands back down to center. Slowly rise up to standing. Let your head and neck come up last. Relax your shoulders down and bring your hands to your heart. Ground your feet into the mat. Spread all your toes. Maybe come back to that intention, that thing that brought you here, or that thing you can come back to guide you through the next 60 minutes. Take a big breath in, fill up, let it go. Breathe in again. Big sigh out. Breathe in this time for Om. Reach your arms up, look up, breathe in, forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift, long spine, forward fold. Stand all the way up, reach up, look up. Forward fold, breathe out. Halfway lift, plank pose. Plant your hands, step it back, and hold. Good, roll your weight forward so shoulders are right over your wrists. Engage that low belly, hips in line with shoulders. Good, so notice if your booty's pointing up really high or maybe it's sagging close to the mat, find that middle ground. Yes, really nice. Gaze in between your thumbs. Powerful breath here. Just like you're sighing out through the mouth, sigh it out through your nose. That exhale is audible. So nice. One breath in together. Roll your weight forward. Exhale, chaturanga, half push-up. Good. Inhale, upward facing dog. Lift your chest. Downward facing dog. Push all your air out. Three breaths here. Breathe in. Let it all out. Get empty. Look to your hands. Step or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Rise all the way up. Reach for the sky. Forward fold. Exhale. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Plant your hands. Step it back. Inhale. Up dog. Exhale. Down dog. Three breaths again here. Breathe in. Get empty. Step or jump to the top. Halfway lift, long spine. Forward fold, let it go. Rise all the way up. Lift your chest, lift your gaze. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Chaturanga, step or jump it back. Lower down. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Two breaths this time, super big. Again, like that. Get all the way empty. Step or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Breathe in. Forward fold. Rise all the way up. Look up. Forward fold. halfway lift. Step it back, plank pose. Take it through your flow, attaching a breath to each movement. Inhale for up dog, exhale for down dog. Breathe in big, let it go. Breathe in big, empty out, step or jump to the top. Inhale, half lift, forward fold, let it go. Biggest breath yet, reach up, look up, forward fold, really nice. Halfway lift, plank pose, take it through your flow. Meet back in downward facing dog, big breath in together, and let it go. Breathe in. Empty all the way out, however long that takes for you, and then step or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. Bend your knees, sit low, and breathe. Good. Coming back to that intention, notice where your mind wants to go. Wants to go to like, oh, we're in chair. This part is hard. Or, I love this pose. Hopefully that one. Squeeze your thighs together more and sink down. Good. Lift your chest slightly here. Awesome adjustments. So nice. Sink a little lower. Ignite your fingers. Awesome. Breathe in. Forward fold. Breathe out. Half lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right away, right foot, warrior one. Yes. Find your alignment here, bending into that front knee. So your back heel's on the ground, yes, and you're pressing through the pinky toe side of your foot. Yes, sink lower in that front knee. Bring your biceps closer to your ears. Yes, push down a lot through that back foot. Send your left hip forward, right hip back, like you're squaring them to the front. One more breath. Chaturanga, plant your hands and step it back. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog, left foot forward, warrior one. Set it up on the side, might feel a little different. And bring your attention to your hips, setting the right hip forward this time, left hip back. Yeah, even taking your hands to your hips and physically doing that, then from there, sinking lower and pressing down to that back leg. Yeah, so left quad is super engaged. Nice adjustments. Biceps close to your ears. Find something to gaze at. Look there. Breathe. Sink low. Nice. Breathe in. Plant your hands. Step it back. Chaturanga. Inhale for up dog. Exhale, down dog. Breathe in here. Let it all out. Look up to your hands. Step or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose, three breaths. Make it audible. Yes, in and out through the nose. Only three breaths in chair. Sit low. Last breath in. Lift your chest. Good. Forward fold. Let it go. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Step or jump it back. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Right foot, warrior one. One breath. Lift your chest. Arms up. Plant your hands, breathe out, step it back. Take it through your flow. Good, again, attaching that breath to each movement. Left foot forward, warrior one. Lift, breathe in. Exhale, go down. Step it back, flow through. Long inhale. Let it all out. One more like that, big breath. Get empty. Step or jump to the top. Awesome. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. One breath. Best chair yet. So strong. Forward fold. Let it go. Half lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot. Warrior one. One breath here. Breathe in. Lift up. Chaturanga. Plant your hands. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Exhale, bring it down, chaturanga. Upward facing dog, look up. Good, downward facing dog. Breathe in together, let it go. Breathe in again. Breathe it all out. When your lungs are empty, step or jump to the top. Half lift, forward fold. Chair pose, one breath. Forward fold, let it go. Inhale, half lift. Chaturanga, step or jump it back. Good, we'll meet in down dog, flow through. Connect back to that breath in your down dog. Connect back to that intention, that thing that brought you here or that feeling you want when you leave. One more breath in and let it go. Right foot forward, warrior one. Set it up, engage through your back leg, sink low. Then open up, warrior two. Yes, hips are open to the brick wall. Set it up on this side, front knee stacked over your ankle. Yes, sink low. Flip your hand, reverse your warrior, so right arm goes up. Then plant your hand, step it back, chaturanga. Left foot forward, warrior one. Open up, warrior two. Good, set it up here and breathe super strong in your arms. Then flip your palm, reverse your warrior, keep the bend in your front knee. Good, chaturanga, plant your hands. Knee back and down dog. Right foot forward again, warrior one. Breathe in. Open up, warrior two, breathe out. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Extended side angle, exhale. Good, breathe here. Finding your layer, so maybe that's your forearm resting on that thigh. Maybe it's both arms lifting up. Maybe you find a half or full wrap here. Good, keep the deep bend in your front knee and peel your top shoulder back, look up. Do something with your top hand, whether that's reach it straight for the ceiling or straight for the windows or wrap it around. Make a decision there and go for it. Awesome. Keep breathing here. Awesome. One breath in and let it go. Rise back up. Inhale, reverse your warrior. Good. Keep the bend in your front knee. Then plant your hands, chaturanga. Meet in downward facing dog. Big breath in together and let it go. Left foot forward, warrior one. Breathe in, lift your chest, then open it up, warrior two. Good, reverse your warrior, breathe in. Side angle pose, whatever layer you did on the other side. Yeah, keeping that deep bend in your front knee. And just like in warrior one, how we talked about pressing through the pinky toe side of your back foot, do that to engage your back leg. Yeah, and choose where your top hand is going. Ignite your fingers or squeeze them all together. So nice. Continue to breathe. Find something to look at. Send your gaze there. Awesome breath. One more. Breathe out. Inhale, reverse. Chaturanga, plant your hands. Upward facing dog. Lift, look up. Downward facing dog. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in again. Get all the way empty, then step or jump to the top. Halfway lift, forward fold. Chair pose, sit low, stay here and breathe. Good, biceps by your ears, squeeze your quads together. Send the weight way back in your heels so you can lift up all 10 toes, wiggle them around, nice. Then set your toes back down, sink lower, inhale. Exhale, power chair, what I like to call chair plane wings. Inhale, chair. Exhale, power chair. Make it powerful, ignite your fingers. One more chair pose, breathe in. Power chair, chair plane. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Chaturanga, step or jump it back. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Right foot forward, warrior one. We've been here before. Settle in, sink low. Then open it up, warrior two. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Side angle, your version. Three breaths here. Maybe go for that wrap, half wrap or full bind. Choosing what's happening with that top hand. Where is it going? Sink lower, peel your top shoulder back. Nice adjustments. Breathe in, breathe out. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Chaturanga, plant your hands, step it back. Inhale for up dog, breathe big. Exhale, down dog. Left foot forward, warrior A. Set it up, sink low. Then open it up, warrior B. Good, reverse your warrior, breathe in. Side angle pose. Go for your version here. Awesome wraps. Peel your top shoulder back. Yeah, engage your side bodies to lift up out of that front leg just a little. So nice. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out. Reverse warrior. Keep the bend in your front knee. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Plant your hand. Step it back. Good. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in again. Get all the way empty. Step or jump to the top. Find crow pose. Just go there. Weight in your hands. Toes get light. Maybe both toes stay on the ground today. Totally fine. I hear a lot of teachers here saying, meet yourself where you're at. So that comes up for me here in crow pose. Like, if today my toes are staying on the ground, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm going to be. Good. Three more breaths wherever you are. Awesome variation. Step or jump it back to plank. Awesome. Chaturangas. Yes. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Big breath in. And let it go. Right foot forward, warrior A. Open up, warrior B. Reverse your warrior, breathe in. Side angle pose, one breath. Good, stay here. Or go ahead, let's go ahead and everybody find your half wrap. So your top hand wraps around to grab the hip crease on your front leg. Yeah, so maybe it's just touching, turn around here. Or maybe you wrap those fingers into your hip crease, there's a little slot for them. Yes, from there, pull your top shoulder back. And then stay in your half wrap or bring your other hand around to meet under your thigh. Yes. Two more breaths here. Peel your top shoulder back. Imagine shining your chest to the ceiling. Nice adjustments. And then slowly rise up. Open up to wide legs, both toes towards me. And fold forward. Wide-legged forward fold. Sending the weight to the pinky toe sides. Stay here or go for your tripod headstand. If you're staying in your fold, reach for the outside of your feet or your ankles or calves, using that leverage to pull your upper body down. Awesome. Three more breaths. Tripod, slowly come back down to earth. Everyone rise up, arms out like a T. Warrior two to the front of the room. Inhale, reverse. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Then open it up, warrior two. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Exhale, side angle pose. Set it up here. Set up your legs, bend deep into that front knee. Good. Then find your half wrap. So top arm reaches around for the top of your front thigh. Awesome. And from here in your half wrap, pull your top shoulder back, opening your chest. And then maybe reach for your fingertips around your thigh. Nice. Good. Keep peeling your top shoulder back. Find something above you to look at. Nice. One more breath in. Let it go. Slowly rise up, toes towards the sun wall. Straighten both legs. Interlace all 10 fingers at your low back. Lift your chest up. Send your knuckles to the ground. Inhale. Exhale, forward fold. Good. Send that grip up and over your head towards the sun. And give it a little sway left and right. Slowly release. Rise back up, warrior two, to the front of the room. Bend in your front knee. Good. Inhale, reverse. Chaturanga, plant your hands. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Breathe in. Let it all go. Breathe in big. Empty completely. Then step or jump to the top. Half lift. Forward fold. Chair pose. Lift your chest. Lower your hips. Good. Bring your feet close together so big toes are touching. Yeah, squeeze your thighs together and sink down. Inhale. Exhale, power chair. Sweep it back. Oh, that was really loud. Power chair. Inhale, chair pose. Keep your knees bent. Power chair. Sweep it back. Last time, chair pose. Breathe in. Hands to heart. Twist towards the sun. Good. Take a look down at your knees. See that they're in one line. Sometimes one likes to pop out further. Yeah, to square your hips. Then gaze towards the sun. Walk your gaze up the sun wall towards the ceiling. Push your hands more together. Nice. Breathe in. Breathe out. Big breath in. Big breath out. One more. This time, forward fold. Exhale. Separate your feet about hip width. Find your peace fingers at your big toes. Take a forward fold. Now, bend your knees a lot. Let your elbows point out to the left and right. Lift your hips up to the ceiling and then use that hand and toe connection to pull the crown of your head closer. So yeah, neck, head and neck are completely relaxed, super heavy. Head can bob around, yes and no. Good. Yeah, knees can stay bent the entire time. Whatever's more comfortable. Slowly release. Feet back together, so big toes are touching, little sliver of space between the heels. Bend your knees, rise up, chair pose. Inhale here. Exhale, chair plane. Inhale, chair. Exhale, chair plane, power chair. Inhale, chair pose. Hands to heart, exhale, twist to the bricks. Good, check out your knees again. Bring them back in one line. And push your hands more together, getting them closer to the center of your chest. Awesome. Imagine getting your hips below your heart. So you're sitting your hips down low, lifting your chest up. Really nice. Breathe in. Breathe out and twist. Breathe in again. And then forward fold back to center. This time, separate your feet. Find gorilla pose, sliding each hand underneath your foot. Each foot. Yes, toes meet at your wrist crease. So again, bend your knees as much as you need here at first. Let your upper body relax over your thighs. Head and neck are totally relaxed. Roll the weight from your heels into your toes. Good, hang out here. Slowly release. Roll your fingers and wrists around. New life back into those hands. Heel toe your feet back together and find chair. Good. Sink it low. Squeeze your thighs. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stay here. Breathe in. Exhale, hands to heart. Twist to the sun. Lining up those knees. Squeezing your hands together. And this time your left toes start to get light. So your weight goes into your right foot. Slowly lift that left foot up so it's off the ground. Awesome. Then step your foot back to find a lunge. Yes, nice graceful transition. Keep that deep bend in the front knee. I'm joking, it doesn't have to be graceful at all. Really nice. Then open up your arms. Yes, flying them out. Open chest to the sun. Put your left arm on the inside of your front foot, plant it on your mat. Step your right foot back for side plank. So side plank, open up to the sun. Left hand is on the mat, yes. Lift your top leg. Yeah, bend your elbow and your knee. See if they can touch. Yes, crunching it in. Awesome. Beautiful. And then take it back to plank pose. Take it through your flow. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Big breath in. Empty it out. Step or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Rise up to chair. Last time here for a while, I think. Yes, breathe in. Breathe out. Big breath in. Exhale, hands to heart, twist to the bricks. Yes, set up your prayer twist. So those knees are in one line. Weight is in your heels. Get your hips below your heart. And then your right toes start to get light. Slowly send the weight to that left foot. Yep, lift your foot off the ground, then step it back for your lunge. Awesome. Engage in your back leg. So send the space behind your right knee up to the ceiling. Yeah, then open up your arms. Chest is open towards the bricks. Beautiful. Put your right hand on the inside of your front foot. Step your left foot back, side plank. Beautiful. Stack your shoulder over your wrist. Yes, that might mean rolling your weight forward. Then lift your top leg. Awesome. Bend your knee, bend your elbow, crunch them in, see if they touch. Beautiful. Challenge your balance. I love it. And then come back to plank. Lower down for chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. And let it go. Big breath in again. Side out. Step or jump to the top. Inhale, half lift, forward fold. Rise all the way up to standing. Lift your chest, lift your gaze. Hands come to heart. Dancer's pose. Put the weight in your left foot. Bend your right knee so your heel's close to your bum. Yep, grab the inside of your right foot. Beautiful. Find something to look at here, something that's not moving. Set your gaze there and then kick your foot up and back. Yes, kick more. Keep breathing. And slowly switch. Right foot plants, or the opposite of whatever foot you did. Grab the inside, the big toe side of that foot, and then kick up and back. Find something to look at, then kick more. And push the ground away with your standing leg. Reach more forward, kick more back. And then step your foot down, switch it out, first side again. Whatever foot you started with, go there. I think weight in your left foot, yep, bend your right knee. And go straight to wherever you left off the first time. Lower down, switch it out. Going straight to where you left off on this side. Awesome, Katie. Slowly release, both feet down. Reach your arms up, breathe in. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, half lift. Release. Plant your hands, crow pose, second round. Tap, bend into your chaturanga arms. Roll the weight into your hands. All 10 fingers are spread wide. Yes, maybe today the crown of your head reaches down, touches the mat. Meet yourself where you're at here. Keep breathing even when your feet get off the ground. Come back down, step or jump back to plank. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Let it go. Right foot comes forward, warrior one. Open up, warrior two. Straighten into your front leg. Find triangle pose. Right arm down, left arm high. Great place for a block under your left hand. If you do not have one, but you'd like one, give me a wave. Block. Beautiful. Peel your top shoulder back. Now listen here, keep your right hand where it is. Your back toes get light, pour the weight into your front foot, rise up for balancing half moon. See your hips, upper body stay open to the bricks. Good, lift that back foot up. And keep your left toes either flexed or pointed, so something's happening with that foot. Another great place for the block under that right hand. Stack your right wrist directly below your right shoulder. Awesome. Both feet come together. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Left foot forward. Warrior one. Warrior two. Open up. Straighten your front leg. Triangle pose. Yes. Hips bump towards the back wall. Then reach for the windows. Left arm down, right arm up. If you'd like a block on this side and don't have one, let me know. Peel your top, you want a block? Okay. Peel your top shoulder back. Look up towards your fingers. Beautiful, awesome breath. Send the weight towards your front foot. Back toes get light, launch up, balancing half moon. Awesome, messy is okay. Maybe using that back big toe as a kickstand when you launch up. And stack your shoulders, stack your hips. You're totally open to the sun wall. Really nice. Do something with those toes. Either point them or flex the foot. Awesome balancing. Forward fold, both feet down. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up to standing. Lift your chest. Hands come to heart. Tree pose. Left foot is your base. Bend your right knee or whatever side feels natural to start. Press your foot into your leg and your leg back into your foot for that solid foundation. Yeah. And then see where you want to go with your hands. I like to think when we do tree posing here, we're like, sending gratitude for the beautiful trees outside. Like, we are one with you, trees. Slowly switch it out. Dancing tree is allowed. Swaying your branches. Plant your foot, big breath in, both arms up. Forward fold, let it go. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Downward facing dog, breathe in. Let it all go. Breathe in big, get empty. Step or jump to the top, all the way through to a seat. Find boat pose. Find that sweet spot on your sit bones, maybe moving some stuff around under your seat. And lift your toes off the ground. Again, either pointing them or flexing. So something's happening with your feet. Lift the crown of your head more towards the ceiling. Good. Send your arms out long, palms face down, and pulse. Mostly because I just really like this song. We're getting into it, yes. I played this song in Pigeon the other day and it didn't really work. Awesome. For For three, two, and one. Stop with the arms. Stay in your boat. Lower down, low boat. Yes, so we're still working, pointing the toes. Yes. Slowly rise up, boat pose. Low boat, lower down. We're not here long. Yes, you can. Boat pose, breathe in. Low boat. Inhale, boat pose. Exhale, low boat. One more time through. Boat pose, breathe in. Low boat, stay here and swim. Swim with your hands, swim with your feet. Swim for dear life. Breathe while you swim. And then lower down, relax on your mat. Awesome work. Hug your knees up and in. Thank you for going with that. Sway it, little left and right. Low back massage. Grab the back of your thighs. Now sway forward and back. So you're rocking, massaging the length of your spine. Take a couple rolls, maybe three or four, then cross your ankles, plant your hands, step it back to down dog. Awesome transitions. Breathe in together and let it go. Right foot, half pigeon. We will slow it down. Get set up here. Noticing right away anywhere that you might be holding on. In this pose, it's common for it to be holding a lot of tension somewhere in your hips. Maybe it's even just a facial expression that you revert to when you get into half pigeon. Soften with every exhale into those spaces that feel tense, like a hip muscle or your jawline. Or maybe it's a thought in your mind. A thought that you revert back to when you go into pigeon, like, ow, this hurts, or this is uncomfortable. Plant your hands, slowly rise up. Switch it out, however you'd like to transition. Take a moment to check in on this side. What comes up for you when you get into this pose? Just check in, acknowledge whatever that is, and let it go. Slowly rise up. Find plank. Take it through your flow. Meet in downward facing dog. Breathe in together. Let it go. Another one. Big breath. Breathe it out. Slowly lower into plank. Hold here. Finding your alignment. Shoulders over wrists. Ignite your low belly. Big breaths. Inhale. Exhale and slowly lower down. Super controlled, as slow as you can until your belly finds the mat. Good. Keep your hands where they are. Zip your legs together for cobra. Untuck your toes. Hands lightly touch the mat. Upper body lifts high. So your head, neck, and chest lift up. Press the tops of your feet down into the mat. And then slowly lower down. This time, send your arms out to your sides, like airplane wings, palms face down. Lift everything up. Point your toes, peel your chest high. Keep breathing. Last breath in. Let it go, lower down. This time, interlace all 10 fingers at your low back. Zip your legs together, chin to center. Everything lifts up high. Good. Peel your chest. Point your toes. Quads lift off the mat. Send your knuckles towards your heels. And then slowly lower down. Last one here, yogi's choice. Any of those options, or bend your knees and grab the top of your feet. Floor bow. You've got a hold of your feet. Bring your knees back to hip-width distance. And then lift everything up. Kick your feet into your hands. Pull on your feet with your hands. Lift your chest. Send your gaze up. Small sips of air. Last breath in. And lower down. Windshield wiper your shins left and right. And then just flip over onto your back. Hug your knees up and in. Happy baby. Soles of the feet face the ceiling. Little sway left and right. Hug your knees back in. Straighten your left leg. Hug your right knee towards your armpit. Left leg can relax down on the mat. And then drape your knee over to the left. Right arm goes out to the right. Switch it out. Hug your opposite knee up and in. Stay at center for a moment, hugging your knee towards your armpit. And then drape it over towards the other side. And send your gaze the opposite way that your knee's going. Bring your knees back to center. find shoulder stand or waterfall. So you can place a block underneath your tailbone for waterfall, send your legs up high. Or keep your hips on the mat and send your legs up long like they're against a wall. Shoulder stand, take plow pose. Keep your chin center and send your toes towards the ground behind your head. From plow, move into ear pinning pose, bending your knees around your head, blocking out the noise. Just a moment. And then everyone slowly send your hips back down to the mat. Give yourself one last hug here. Squeeze everything in. Last big breath in together. Exhale, Shavasana. Start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently roll your head to the left and then to the right. Stretch your hands and feet away from each other like it's your first morning stretch. Point your toes, spread your fingers, big inhale and release. Roll onto your favorite side, keeping your eyes closed. And then slowly rise up to a seat facing the front. Bring your hands to your heart center. Take a big breath in. Sigh it out. Again, like that, inhale, shoulders up to your ears. Exhale, release. Breathe in this time for Om. Bring your thumbs up to your forehead between your eyebrows. The light in me sees the light in each and every one of you. Together we say namaste. Awesome work, you guys. Thank you. Again, my name is Jenny. I'm new around here, so come chat if you like. If you have the time, I'll be outside. We do have some awesome stuff coming up next couple months in summer. Acro workshop on the 21st. You don't need acro experience or a partner. You can just show up. Super fun. We also have Down with Dogs every Saturday, except we have another Power Basics, I think, on the 17th coming up instead of Down Dogs in that noon slot. So that's an awesome refresher if you come to yoga every day all the time or if you're new to yoga. Either way, getting back to the basics, always helpful. So if you have any questions, let me know. Have a great night. Thanks.